This episode is powered by Audio Technica. All quality, all passion, always listening.
If you're looking for a new, old, or even some forgotten passion, well, you've come to the right place. Better drink up some passion potion and listen up, because the show's about to begin.
Passion Food Podcast. You are listening to Passion Food Podcast. Passion Food Podcast. You are listening to Passion Food Podcast.
You're now listening to the Passion Food Podcast. Only on Spotify.
Welcome to another passionate episode of the Passion Fruit Podcast.
SG.
I'm Sif.
I'm Gordon.
I'm Helmi.
I'm Afik.
And with every video episode that we do, we always give you guys the best content ever.
That's right.
That we can do for now. So, of course, with all the best content, there will always be guests. And today, I think we always have like our friendly neighborhood superhero.
Yeah, that's right.
But for today, we have our friendly neighborhood River Aborigine. Direct translation. Eh?
Yeah.
But this guy, he has been doing his craft for almost or over 10 years actually. And one of the reasons is of course because he's determined to do his passion, either rain or shine. But without further ado, let's welcome ourselves, the Reservoir Dayak, Izzat!
Yay!
Thank you.
Welcome.
For inviting me to your podcast. Right, appreciate a lot. Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah,
how
are you doing, guys? Good. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Yeah, thank you.
My clap is still playing. So over the past 10 years, right, yeah, you've been doing
leather crafting.
So how has it been so far? Like, have you enjoyed your journey?
Yeah, man, this is really a passion of mine, right? So I've been doing this for the past 11 years, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. So it started 2011, right, after I OAD'd from NS.
Ooh.
Right? Yeah, OAD'd from NS. Yeah.
I mean, like NS.
Yeah. But I took a different path in life, lah. Yeah, actually, initially, like after I OAD'd, I had really enrolled in a degree course, security studies. Okay, because, yeah, security studies at UNISIM.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was in police. Ooh. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I want to sign on as a senior officer, lah. All right. So, yeah, I thought I just took the degree, then I will sign on as a senior officer. But then
first inspector,
yeah. So it's better prospect lah, kan, senior officer. Right. So like I thought, okay lah. Before I start my school, alright, my school was in June, something like that. So I audit in January of 2011.
Like a lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. Yeah. So in between, I went for a short holiday with a group of friends. Alright, to Thailand, Phuket.
Right,
yeah, Thailand, Phuket, yeah.
Nice.
So, I've never been to Thailand, yeah.
Really?
You should.
Yeah. So these are my journey. One of the nights we were walking at Bangla Street. Alright. There's a street called Bangla Street. So we chanced upon this Thai uncle doing leather crafting by the side of the road. Alright, but what intrigued us is this Thai uncle, he was doing his leather works at a small space. Alright, just by the side of the road. With a small table, but he was not it's not a standing table, it was like a ground table like that, like it was squatting down.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Then the products that he made was so amazing that it really like intrigued me, like, this is so nice, wonderful, what is he doing? Leather crafting, yeah. Then me and my former business partner, my best friend Sami, alright, when we came back to Singapore, we tried, let's try to do this leather crafting thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You mean like straight away after back Thailand, right? Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I don't know, play game. We do leather craft.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
But at that point of time, was it more of like, let's try to do this more of like out of curiosity, or were you guys were intending to do it like, you know, let's like jump
start
into it?
Curiosity, hobby, straight up, yeah. Because my friend Sami, he was waiting for NS. Me, I'm waiting for school, alright? So free time, right? Okay, let's try to do this. Let's try to learn how to make this thing.
I thought that you would like get apprenticeship with the uncle in the streets, yeah.
No. The uncle was like, the Thai uncle showed us, we can do this leather crafting anywhere.
You talk to the uncle, eh?
We bought actually from the uncle, okay? What amazes us, okay? So we ordered like a few items from him, but then it's not ready yet. Got this lighter holders lah, lighter holder with some snake skin.
Ooh.
Alright.
Ooh.
Then we ordered can order 10 or not, because I want to buy gifts for a friend lah, kan? Souvenirs. Alright. Then he said, okay, you come back tomorrow. Ah, really, uncle?
Tomorrow?
Ah, wow. Tomorrow. Then the next night we went, it's really on the table already.
Wow. Imagine, this one, I also got another 10 sets for you. Too much material, I don't know what to do.
So the uncle like show us like, wow, he's really passionate about this. Yeah. And with his small space like that, when he went back home, he managed to do and came back and it's finished already. So
you got tip him.
Yeah, we paid him extra. Uncle, we took picture with him. But along the years, right, some of my friends that if I know they went Phuket, ask them to find this uncle back. Oh, yeah. And they said cannot find the uncle already. Then they talked to some of the shop owners around there. I said the uncle went back to his kampung already.
Oh.
But I don't know where.
I thought you know those kind of story, like suddenly you see someone there, but he
the magical sifu.
The calling.
Yeah, you're calling Indra lah. You need to do leather crafting, bro.
Yes, yeah.
But the uncle, do you know the name?
We don't know the name, right? Because when we talked to him, also through a translator, so as like someone that understands English.
I guess call Uncle Leather. Uncle Ringo, eh?
Uncle Ringo.
But actually, okay. So let's going back to the topic of leather crafting, eh? Because I know maybe some people think like leather crafting related to, you know, games, leather, armor, apa.
Oh, yeah.
In your context, what is leather crafting?
Okay, leather crafting for me is like an art form whereby you create something out of a raw leather hide into something, to a product that is practical for everyday use. Alright, so meaning like practical everyday use, like wallets, right? Card holders, you know, like things that are essential to you for you to carry, you know, something like that.
Mm.
With all the skills and technical abilities, like the shapes, how you cut. Because all my stuff, all the stuff that we do, is all handmade, hand stitch, all right, made to order. All right, we don't use machine.
Ooh.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
So it must cost like over a few $100s, ah.
I put my price, let's, it can be affordable, that people can willing to afford it lah. Yeah. Not that cheap, not expensive, but it's affordable and fair price for the customers.
I think also we have to be fair to the one who crafts these things, which is Izzat lah. Because you know, like, it's a lot of skill and a lot of precision work, everything, like hard work and like your tears and sweat lah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So
And furthermore, the leather is actual.
Yeah.
Genuine leather. Yeah. Genuine.
So the leather that we use is a buffalo veg tan leather, right? So this leather, they are processed chemically at the leather tannery or leather factories. Mm-hmm. Okay, veg tan leather meaning vegetable tan, vegetable tan. So they
eat vegetable lah.
the leathers, they are treated with vegetable and tree oils. So that's the term veg tan. So a lot of leather crafters that do their works handmade, they use a lot of veg tan because it's hard, right? So you can cut the shapes properly, you know, like compared to soft leather, if you cut something the leather will stretch.
This
is a bit thick lah. So that's why I can craft later you can see lah. I'll show you guys how I do some of my stuff.
You guys can see there's a Thor hammer register. There's a reason for that.
You're
doing leather crafting, you need the power. Only the worthy ones can do leather crafting.
When you meet the sifu,
Uncle Leather.
Yeah.
But this one, the mallet or hammer name is Thor, not Mjolnir.
This one, Thor, right?
Cool, so
see.
We had to buy a proper pedestal. If not, the others will break. So this is a special one. Vibrin.
This is worthy enough.
So actually, okay, coming back to like how, you know, you've used like the buffalo veg tan. Is there any other like leathers that you used?
Okay, in the past, I've used like exotic leathers like python skin. Python skin. It's quite expensive, like python. This python skin, one big roll of snake, like about 1.5 meter, like that. It's quite expensive. But because I like to keep my price point not at high, right, at low. So now I rarely use. So usually I will use buffalo veg tan leathers. And what's good about these leathers, right? My supplier brought in about 10 different colors. So there's a lot of colors for the customer to choose. All right, yeah.
All different types of buffalo color.
Buffalo.
It's
dyed lah. They are dyed lah.
Different color buffalo. Yeah. But the dye, they use like natural dye or like they use like...
So that is at the leather tannery lah, where they dye the colours are dark brown, brown, blue, yellow, maroon, green. A lot lah.
Oh, okay.
A lot of colours, yeah.
Got. I know like, you know, some people, they want to do like gradient. Is it possible to do like gradient colour?
Or they paint themselves?
Yeah, painting also is possible. Oh. Also, yeah, I work with a few artists. They just draw something for me lah. Okay, I got my own water.
Shit.
They use the Angulus paint, you know, the Angulus, for shoe. Yeah. For shoe, right? So yeah, it works on leather as well.
Nice.
I
thought that was babe
design.
This one is the shark nose design. Yeah, the World War II airplane, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This one.
Nice. And is that also self-made?
This is my personal wallet lah.
Wow. Even the whole chain thing.
The whole chain thing, yeah. All this. Yeah.
How long did it take for you to do that?
Okay, this thing was the first thing that we started to make when we had the Void Deck. Alright, this leather rail. Right, so our works are inspired by the Japanese leather crafters actually.
Oh.
Alright, okay. Japanese leather crafter, because the Japanese leather crafters, they focus a lot on their workmanship, you know. Like we see their workmanship, wow, it's very, very nice, you know. Alright. So this one, the first thing is called a leather rein, like you hook like a keychain, like a chain like that lah, to your wallet.
Like the wallet chain. The primary school.
Elastic, right? So this one is the leather version.
Elevated
la.
Version, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So this one, our early hot sellers lah, in the beginning lah. Right.
If you got a son, then you see your son. Don't use a spring. Use my one. pandang say this one the anak reservoir dayak lo. Don't play.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So our work is really inspired by the Japanese leather crafters. So that's why,
right?
In a way, we name ourselves Reservoir Dayak. All right, it's because we're from Bedok Reservoir, and the dayak part. The dayak got a lot some misconception also lah. Actually, it's not the orang Iban, Malaysia, right? Or the dayak. It's because we are inspired by the Japanese leather crafter. Their designs, these Japanese leather crafter, their design inspired by the Native Americans' design. Right, so they put a lot of symbolism of the Native American designs on their products. Right, they use like the stone, the turquoise stone. All right, then they use like some wallets, they have like eagle shape. It's very nice, you know.
It's like the animal spirit.
Something like that lah. Yeah. So because we are we are inspired by the Native American, so right. So we change Native American apa? Dayak je lah. Dayak. Yeah. Because when we young, we call Native Americans. We see the Native Americans the Western movies or what?
Orang
Dayak. Fathers, uncles, orang Dayak.
Very simple lah. Last time.
Yeah. So there's some local twang in it lah.
Correct. Cool. Yeah, but some people took offense to it lah. Iban people, you know. On Instagram they got comment, "Kamu, you are not a Dayak. Why you know you put your
name?"
So we had to explain to them lah. But they were understanding lah. That's good.
That's good.
I thought it's gonna be like macam ni.
Cultural misappropriation.
Saya panggil orang Dayak cari kamu semua.
Hanif dah orang with the spill.
Maybe people are expecting like you go to their workshop, then they're like wearing your deep. I mean like spear, take it to that way.
Do you have a spear?
I don't
have
only this one.
You don't have the hammer.
More than enough.
Tomahawk also.
No.
Okay, with Singapore's like unpredictable like weather, especially for me, because I used to have this thinking like, since Singapore is so hot and it can fluctuate from monsoon season to like super hot, especially now. Then like why do you still like use leather as a primary source? Because for me, I find it very like hot. Even when I wear like my Dr. Martens, the leather boots.
Dog muds or what?
So you're saying like maintenance? You rich kid lah?
No ah, then I tapau.
Like for me, like leather is timeless lah. Like you can go like for events or what, you can never go wrong with it. Like leather watch, you know, leather bag, right? Then these leathers, you have to really take care of it. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Singapore is a humid weather, so you have to take care of your leather products as well. So there are some creams, you know, the mink oil or the oil, you know.
Use kiwi.
Kiwi no, don't use kiwi.
kiwi just to polish your shoe, bro.
You polish your shoe, yeah. There's this mink oil. It's like a kiwi in a kiwi can like that, you know, in mink oil. Right, so it moisturizes the leather, you know. Yeah,
like it's a treatment.
Treatment. And one thing for leather products, like, don't ever put your leather products in a cupboard where there is no sun or deprived of sun and oxygen. It will grow moldy.
Oh,
really? You have to leave it like in the open air. Yeah.
It happened to one of my shoes.
Ah, really?
I think it's still maintained after 3 years and see, like, move a bit crack. It's like, no.
Yeah, you can put in the cover, but you have to put the silica gel, you know.
The
silica gel. You have
I put a Hungry Hippo.
It's okay.
The gel, is it to put or is it?
The gel is like, silica gel is like make the place like
moisturized.
Okay.
You never use silica gel? Very nice.
Yeah. Don't see that.
Clean.
When you buy shoe, you get that small like rubber.
Yeah.
Another way, like you want to maintain the quality is you use it every day.
That's correct.
Regularly, yeah. So.
Since you only got one pair of legs, you ask another person to use for you.
Put the shoes on your hand. Have shoes. But yeah, I think a lot of people are like not really aware that you really have to make full use of the leather goods. But that's the reason why it lasts so long. Also, you can abuse it however much you want, but it lasts because of certain reasons, which is like the wear and tear.
It's a generational material.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you take care of properly, it can really last a lot of years.
Daripada dayak keturunan dia, ancestors, until
ancestor,
now,
yeah.
Still can
bring down.
Yeah, they all use Ming oil.
Yeah, but it's true. Like people like they don't believe it, but you can see like people who are into like vintage stuff.
Yeah.
They'll say like, old Doc Marts or the old Red Wing boots, whatever. They last longer because the leather was different back then. Yeah, and they still are like better than the current day like goods. So yeah, just take care of your leather. Just
Make it last long.
Take care of your uncle leather.
Yeah, you also done a lot of like workshops with schools and other groups, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to have a workshop, right? I need a new pair of like maybe wallet because my wallet is really rabat idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tapau.
No, tapau. I want genuine leather. How much is it and what would the rundown of the activities be like? Is it all the same?
I usually have like a few workshop class plans. Like okay, they were companies or schools will engage me, right? So I just give them a few. Right, because the thing about workshop class, right? For leather workshop class, we can't just start at the advanced stage. You know, you have to start from the beginning because not a lot of people are familiar how to use the tools, right? Such as penknife.
Oh yeah.
Right, a lot of hand tools involved, and it can be very tiring. You know, really physically tiring because all are handmade, right? You have to hand stitch all of it. Mm. Right, so the thing, the item that I recommend them to do will be this zipper coin cut pouch.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah.
This is the most basic one, like the item that I've been teaching a lot for workshop classes.
How long does this take?
This one would take 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
But then 3 hours, I would pre-do some of the steps because it's very, can be very physically challenging for them. But because we have this hand tool, it's called a prongs, P-R-O-N-G-S. It's like a fork. It's like to knock the holes.
Oh, is it like the one like the nail, then it's like kuk, kuk, kuk.
Something like that, yeah. So I knock the holes, right? Then we'll hand stitch. So imagine this is about 3 layers of leather.
Oh,
right. And a lot of people don't have the physical strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will do some of the steps for them. Right. So because we want to make the class fun and enjoyable as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I had a mistake because during the beginning of when I'm conducting workshop classes, because I really want to teach them from A to Z.
Yeah.
But I realized
full experience.
That some people that in the workshop class because the company send them, you know, like engage us, right, for their team bonding activity. So some of them don't really want to do it, you know. So if you ask them to do A to Z, they won't like it, right?
Just look at you like,
must do all this.
They finish one, I finish already. Finish. Two more, bro. Two more. Go.
Yes,
I don't want to do anymore.
So I have to really make it like fun and enjoyable for them.
Right.
Right, so for this class, this zipper cut coin pouch, it's $60 per pax.
Ooh, nice. Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's real leather somehow.
Yeah, really leather. Yeah. So I would teach them the finishing as well. So the finishing, the workmanship finish is the most important.
What's the finishing?
Finishing is at the sides. Okay, so let's say this is 3 layers of leather. Right, so we have this tool called a wooden burnisher whereby we are polishing the sides to make the 3 layers look into one. So it'll be smooth and sharp because the pores of the leather actually is very rough. Mm. Right. So this wooden burnisher will make it smooth and shiny.
Like the DNT, you know, buffer machine.
Something like that. Yeah.
I don't think it's like that.
Sandpaper or something.
Sandpaper also.
Something cool. Like that. And the hand stitching part really like a lot of people will be crying. Because the fingers will be crying because
yeah, really. You see your fingers got muscle.
I think the stitching itself is using leather like kind of.
I use wax thread. The thread that we use is wax thread because wax thread can pass through the holes easily lah. Wax thread, yeah.
Okay. And it also lasts longer, right?
Yes.
Because of the wax.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. Compared to using the sewing machine thread lah, it's very thin, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Correct. So for newbies, it took 3 hours. Then how long will it take you?
Can take me about 45 minutes.
I thought 3 minutes.
That one too fast lah.
Become the next Uncle Leather.
Yeah, and if people like order a bulk of this, right? Then how long will it take? And like maybe what is like the biggest amount of orders that you ever took before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if people want to order bulk, they have to let me know like probably 2 months in advance probably lah.
Damn.
Right? Yeah. Because like all my stuff are made to order, so I have a lot of like order list, right? Yeah. So my waiting time right now is about 1.5 months really.
Ooh.
To 2 months.
Oh. That's the average. Is it depending on what the order is? Or
depending on what the order is also lah, because almost every day I have orders coming, right? So and it's all made to order, so yeah, I have to let them know lah, prioritize the earlier orders also lah.
Oh.
Right. Okay, and the biggest order that I made is 1,000 keychain, key fob.
Whoa, key fob.
Not this one. Yeah, I didn't bring it. It's like a circle ring key fob. Alright, it's just a simple leather strap. Then we put snap buttons and circle ring and fold it.
Like the, you know, Apple AirTag.
Yeah, something like that.
That shape, size.
Yeah, that
something
size.
Like
that. Oh, but 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. It's very easy to do lah. Yeah, but 1,000. It's for a wedding, apa? Berkat.
Oh, berkat. Okay.
Wedding, wedding souvenir.
Yeah, wedding souvenir.
Like souvenir, like guest to receive lah. Wow. Wedding guest to receive.
Is it each of the key fob got all the different names?
No. The couples are hashtag.
And then do you also like burn? Because I see like some letter they like burn their signature or like their names.
Or like the crest.
Oh yeah, like for me, yeah, I have my logo. My logo here lah. Okay. So yeah.
RS
burn.
It's from a brass stamp. Brass stamping. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to custom make the brass stamping. Yeah, and I'll just knock it lah. But for the name engraving, is individual alphabet.
Oh, so you have like the molds for those? Then you just one by one.
Actually, I'm also quite curious. Do cosplayers actually also reach out to you to do like costumes? For example, like if you want to cosplay like a Witcher.
Oh, the cosplay. Okay, that one. That one probably need a sewing machine. Because of all the big stuff, right? If I hand stitch, I cry, man.
But if they pay you good money?
I don't think I want to do also. Because, okay, a lot. During these 11 years, I've never learned how to use the sewing machine.
Oh.
So all my stuff really
hand stitch.
Really hand stitch.
Even the sewing machine, there's like a specific one for like crafting, right?
Industrial sewing machine, yeah.
Oh. It looks like the very old school, like got the wheels and everything.
Okay, the grandmother.
But there's new advances, better machine also, lah. But I don't think I want to learn it, lah.
Quite authentic, right? Like all the old time, like the medieval times, all of them all did it by themselves also.
Right. If you do like advertisement, it looks damn nice.
Yes, yeah, like the B-roll shots.
Yeah, you gotta have the, you know, the dust all like everywhere. When he put in through hole.
Yes, yeah.
And all dust.
Then when he like punged like the Iron Man.
Dung,
the spark and everything.
Pung,
dramatic.
No, leather or metal, yeah, bro. Oh, because it's Thor hammer. I understand.
That's true. Yeah. But like, okay, what? Like going through all of this, then like hearing your story, like what actually made you go like, you know, like this is it, like you want to do this for your entire lifetime. Was it something like, you know, like you previously had like a, I mean, you said you went in directly, but did you actually have like a period where you had like a full time job, or did you go
all the way in? Yeah, all in. I was doing this leather crafting thing, man.
Hmm.
Alright, so yeah, so my school starts. So I was going school, then I was still doing this at the void deck during my free time. Alright, it's just there's one point of time like, wow, a lot of people are ordering, and then good reception. Eh, not good.
Good people receptive.
People are receptive of my works lah. Mm. No, and Sami also my former business partner. Right, then I say let's do this lah. Let's just try and do this properly lah. You know, at the void deck. Yeah. Then I moved to workshop space at the barber shop at Geylang. Alright.
Oh, that's your current.
That's the first one the first proper space I had 2013 or 14 like that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then back then during that time Sami, his parents asked him to work full time. Alright. So he decided not to continue. So I just do it alone lah. Continue.
But Sami, this is a full time job. It can be a full time job.
That's right. So we don't want to force people, right? So yeah, it's good lah. Mm. But now he's still helping me lah. If I got conduct workshop classes or what, he will still. Yeah. But there was some. There were point of time that I was at the bottom lah. Thought I was like questioning like what I'm doing. Yeah, it's because like. This is like considered my life also, you know. It's not person. It's considered my personal and my business life because it's like intertwined.
Yeah.
Right. Because like you are doing it alone, like every day you're thinking of it, your orders, you know. Yeah. Then one point of time, like I really went down. Right. Then I had some friends lah. They supported me lah. They just like encouraged me to try and do this back properly, you know. Mm. Yeah, then alhamdulillah, here I am today still.
Do you also teach your family how to?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, like speaking of your family, were your family actually like supportive of you? Like, did they become like Sami's parents where they like, hey, go find a proper job? Like,
from the start.
Of course, every parents, every mom and dad wants their son or their children, right, to find a proper stable job, you know, with CPF and all right? Of course, all the parents like that, right? Mm-hmm. But I had to prove to my parents back then also, you know, like to show them that I'm serious in doing this, right? This is what I want to do. And alhamdulillah, they are supportive till today, yeah. That's the most important thing. Like, if you want to start a business or what, right, you have to get the blessings from your parents, you know?
True.
Right? Your parents, your siblings, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you feel like I'm being a burden.
So yeah, something like that.
You feel much worse every time you do.
Mm.
That's true.
You understand.
But it's a sacrifice, I must say. If you want to start your own business, when you start from nothing, you know? Because a lot of sacrifice, a lot of things you have to put away, man. Like, if you want to get married by 25, forget about it. You want to buy a house by 30, forget about it. You know?
Sorry, I'm married to my passion.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm married to my letters.
Because a lot of people, life in business is different. You know, in personal life or in business is very different. You know, like some people, one year they can be millionaire already, you know. Right? Like some people will take small steps. It will take a lot of years.
But are they happy?
Correct, yeah. Like for me, I've really sacrificed all the thinking like I want to get married or whatever, that one is like out of the window, right? So I'm focusing on this my passion. So small steps all the way right now. You know?
Yeah.
I think everyone has their own journey. So
can't compare.
I think it's great that you actually feel that way about yourself. Like, you know, it's fine to take small steps. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to the same place, like we're all gonna die one day. So like, why compare everyone's lives, right? Just be yourself, enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah, it's the small successes that helps you keep you get fulfilled with every action that you do.
True.
And you keep on comparing to other people, so that's not healthy, man.
That's right. Actually toxic, you know.
Toxic cancer culture, anyhow, with your cancer.
All the nonsense, But yeah, going back to your humble beginnings, at your void deck, like corner, so called. Were there any like
duduk corner?
Were there any like bad memories that you have to share? Like people like look at you like one kind and all this.
Actually, the residents there were very welcoming to our presence there, lah.
Oh, wow.
You know, like rather than you hang out at the void deck, make
noise.
Make noise.
Of course, we make noise, lah. do nonsense stuff. You know, like smoke, drink or what. That one, of course, we don't do, right? Right. So maybe the first to fourth story, of course, they were very pissed off at us. But we try to keep the level down at night, at night, you know. And then that place was like a meeting point for a lot of our friends, you know, because that point time we just finished NS, some just finished school, so a lot of them are free, you know, so they know that we know we are doing that, so they will come there, so from there, you know, from there, because we wanted to do it as a hobby, right, so they say, hey, well, very nice, what you're doing right now, can you do for me?
Then they
promote to their friends, or, you know.
So that was how it started to like grow.
From there, you know. And it was a good memory, lah, because a lot of the uncles, the apik, nyonyas, they were welcoming. They would ask me, hey, you makan ready? This auntie, this Chinese auntie talk to me in Malay. Sudah makan. Nanti jangan balik, don't go back too late, you know. Very good.
The uncle got say, hey, this one, my shoe leather koyak, can you make another shoe for me?
If they have to make belt holes or what, right, to extend the belt, we will help them do also.
That's nice. Like, establish like a relationship. Your like, you know, your same level neighbor, but throughout the whole block.
I only know like less than half of my neighbors from the block. I know got a lot of cats and dogs.
Then, probably about 3 years ago, we just we received a comment lah. Received a comment that, oh, did you know that you guys were the one that do last time do at the Void Deck? My cousin shared that she said that during at night when she came back late, she will look out for you guys before she go home, so she will feel safe. Really? Wow, that was a bit touchy also.
That's nice though.
So we had some positive there lah, but also negative, like it's the noise making lah, which I really apologize to some of the residents there.
but in a way, like your background in security also plays a part lah.
I suppose lah. Because some of the police over there, they know me, you know. Then they saw us, okay, they just walk off.
Ni tempat Dayak eh.
Tapi ada.
Jangan kacau.
Because that place Dayak Council actually. Well, my friend named that place Dayak Council.
Dayak Council. Go make banner Dayak.
It's actually a resident corner, alright. Then because there's a big concrete table, you know. Very big concrete table. So it was practical for us, conducive for us to make our ladders there.
Make workshop, more sense than in your own place.
There's one. Because during our O levels last time when we were younger, me and Sami, we studied there also. So we know that place also lah.
Until now still have the place.
Still have. Sometimes I will visit there, you know, just sit there because there are cats over there that are fit also.
Nostalgia sick.
Yeah, nostalgia.
Do you make leather shoes for the cats?
No. I got make a leather collar for them.
got the name.
Yeah, I got put the name also. Yeah.
Cute.
Orin,
oyen,
hitam, putih with the E, no I.
All Malay.
All Malay.
I think actually, like, in a way, like, sort of like it relates to like a discussion about us. So obviously, when you just started, you will start to experiment on your leather goods and stuff. Currently, are you still like experimenting on like maybe other? The goods.
Like for me, like every day is a learning journey, alright. So for me, I've not mastered the art of leather crafting. So every day is a learning journey for me. So like, if there's a challenge for me, like some customer ask me to do something that I feel that like I've not mastered yet, okay, maybe I will try and do it lah. So every day for me is a learning journey lah.
So have you like?
Yeah, I tried.
Maybe like a full size backpack.
Full size backpack. Sami have done it before. All by hand, right?
Like made to order or like he?
Yeah, made to order. Made to order. Like for me, there was a big sling bag.
Like satchel.
Satchel, a very big one, right? This customer. And thankfully, he's still using it till today, lah.
Oh, nice.
A few years back, he over abused the bag till the zip. Was torn. So the leather is okay, it's just the zip. So I have to replace it lah. Since it was hand stitched, right, so I have to open back the thing.
So anyway, you also have to do like macam like the some maintenance also, repairs. If your one of the products is torn.
That's correct.
What was the most complex leather good that you've made?
Complex, probably that big bag. And there's this wallet, right? It's a zipper wallet. Alright, it's a zipper wallet. Not like mine. Something like mine. But it's like a zip open up and there's a lot of compartments inside.
Oh.
Right, that one is really, really technically challenging. Right, because if you want to do by hand, right, the number of holes from the outer layer and the inner layer has to be the same.
Ooh,
and it's it's very complex, like, very your brain will
will cry.
Because there's a lot of layer, yeah.
A lot of layer, food. That one I managed to do.
Okay. You got create blueprint eh.
It's important to
The red string. Okay. 5 months.
Map out the whole leather wallet before you even craft.
Your mom and dad came to your ni investigate apa eh? Oh, ni wallet.
But people usually they are unaware like how much work you put into like a trial and error. Let's say per product macam when you're designing. How often, how many tries do you take before you get to that design where you're like, oh, you know,
this is it. That was in the beginning at the void deck, you know. If you can see for my password, right, at my Facebook wallet, the albums, right, the wallet, you can see from the first wallet until now, right, how much it has changed. So, every time I find a new, better technique to do, I will use that technique, right, which design. The sizing, because the size also play important. So we can't make it too big, not to be bulky, right? We just have to be just nice for the customer.
Right. Mm.
Has to be practical. Number one is practical thing, right? Because the customer are using it every day.
That's true.
Right, yeah. So I always evolve, like I said, I think this is better, right? So I will stick to the new better one.
Nice. Yeah.
So I have a lot of books, a lot of scrapbooks, like all the past designs, I have to write down the measurements all. Right, because we can't be egoistic. Okay, I can remember what's the measurement. The next day, alamak, what? I have to really write it down.
Down to the decimal point.
Oh
man.
Yeah. Precision matters.
Every calculation, is very important actually. Yeah, if I can't find the book, right, I'll be very pissed off.
Struggle.
What's the size? If customer orders the old design,
One thing in our podcast, we delve deep into the fashion scene, all that. So
in a few episodes.
Our past episode, we did mention whereby difference between a replica or a fake goods compared to a real authentic one. So, what do you have to say for the lead, for leather wise, what I have to say for those who sells fake leather,
fake leather goods,
but then the they say that it's real leather.
One, and probably also people will say they are handcrafted, but actually just mass produced.
What's your
take on it?
Half out of the buttons.
any reputable leather crafter, I'm sure they will always want to do the best, use the best leather possible. Right? They don't want to take corners. That's what I feel. They always want to do the best. Okay, use the proper leather, the right leather for their products. The people that are using the fake leathers probably are the one that counterfeits goods, like all those luxury brands lah. That one we cannot say anything lah, because they want to. There are demand for all these fake goods, right? These counterfeit goods, LV, Prada, Gucci, all these bags, right? So if they want to use the fake leather, that one up to them lah.
There's a term in Indonesia, they call this aspal.
Aspal.
Asli tapi palsu.
Aspal. Is it?
Aspalila.
I see.
It's like original but fake. Aspal.
Look real lah. Look original.
Look authentic but fake lah.
But to you, does it it puts a bad reputation to leather making? In your perspective lah. Because you see all these people do mass making, then on your side, you
this guy spoil markets.
I handcraft, then you use machine, all that, use fake one. do you feel in a sense where you feel...
I won't say publicly what they do lah. For me, I don't mind their business actually lah.
Okay, yeah.
Unless it get back to me that people are saying stuff about me or something like that.
Saying stuff about you using your designs to mass produce stuff.
Make reps from your products. Do people use make reps of your products?
If they do also, I don't know.
You're not aware of it.
I'm not aware of it. Actually, there was one last.
Oh,
do you know Kendama?
Kendama.
About 4-5 years ago, it was the hottest thing. So I made this Kendama holder,
Mm.
This Kendama holder. So I made it. Then one day I received a DM. Hey bro, that time I bought from you Kanema holder, but then no name engraving. Can I put, can you do for me name engraving? Yeah, sure. Then the person come, then hey, I never do this.
Oh.
You buy from who? Oh, got this guy. That time I buy, he say you do one, but I never do this thing.
Oh.
So that one customer actually bought that Kanema holder, then copy the
size, the
measurement.
That one is a river aborigine.
Yeah.
That one
pirated one.
That one Aspal.
Yeah,
the guy Aspal, bro.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I managed to find that person lah, and then we talk it out, then whatever.
Oh, I thought you beat him with that.
I know.
Then there. Oh shit.
I thought I was gonna be like meet here. Yeah. Let's do a leather crafting battle.
Oh, showdown.
We do this. If you can do it within 45 minutes.
So
Shaolin like, showdown.
But there's like some simple designs like this is like the design that a lot of people do also. It's okay, you know.
It looks simple.
The simple design is okay. Like, it's something like the complicated design, you know.
The ones where you really have to R&D.
The blueprint.
But for me, it's free for all. And they have to put something different out of it also. Cannot be the same, right?
Yeah, of course.
If like to my logo also the same, that one, something wrong already.
That's true.
Yeah. This is some of the generic designs that a lot of people do also. Right. Like this also, a lot of people do this type of... Yeah, a lot of people do this type of stuff. But it's just that these black parts are the hardest to find.
Oh.
Right, this hardware. So this hardware, I got it from Japan.
Ooh.
We have to source out. Yeah.
Usually all your sources are from Japan, is it?
Okay, only the leathers is locally, Singapore. Right?
Oh.
Malayan Leather Craft, right? At Race Course Road. Okay. So they've been my suppliers for about 10... for the past 11 years, I've been doing.
Throughout your whole journey.
Yeah, so in the beginning, right, like, when we had zero experience, like, hey, where to start, where to buy all this leather, we don't know.
Yeah.
So starting, we bought from eBay.
Nice.
From US, eBay. Because that time, internet, right, okay, we just search properly. Yeah. Then like one day, hey, let's try find local one. So we search online. Sekali, there's a few. Less than 10. So we call one by one.
Wow.
Because we wanted to find this specific leather, veg 10 leather, right? Then they have it.
You already know what type of leather you
look like? Veg 10, yeah.
Because
veg 10 leather is the one that we want to use. Right? Yeah.
Is it because the Uncle Leather recommend or?
Yeah, the Uncle other leather was recommend. And then it was, veg 10 is the most basic leather for every handmade leather crafter to use actually.
I see.
There's also like the chrome 10 leather.
Chrome
all
10
this,
also,
right?
Yeah. Chrome 10. Chrome 10 is a bit cheaper if I'm not wrong. Right? The veg 10 is...
But it lasts longer, the veg 10.
I prefer veg 10.
I see.
And some of the parts, right? So we had to search Google. I have to really Google. And then we found the Japanese website. But the problem with Japanese website, all in Japan. All in Japanese.
Yeah.
All in Japanese. So you really...
Don't have the Google Translate.
Right. Yeah, I think last time don't have that. Yeah. Like the direct translation.
Yeah.
I think now easier if you go to the sites. Yeah. Mm.
So we found at Rakuten.
Rakuten.
But now Rakuten, they don't, their app is discontinued. They don't sell overseas.
Oh, man.
So one good thing about Japan, all the Japan products are all quality, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, quality, man.
But the pricing is also.
Yeah, the pricing also. A bit. But it's good lah. It's good actually.
Nice.
Yeah. So can say you as a leather crafter yourself. Mm-hmm. How you want to see like the local leather crafting or even like the general creative scene grow
in Singapore?
In Singapore, I assume like, probably you're not the only like leather crafter. So I want to see like maybe
go other dayaks.
Yeah, there's a lot of
other dayaks.
So I think leather crafters, the one that I see, I think more than 20 leather crafters in Singapore actually.
Wow. Oh wow,
nice. Right? Yeah, 20 or less. Okay. Alright, so when we were starting, there was these two uncles that we learn from actually, seek guidance, all right, help, you know. So Sami, that time he learned from Uncle So.
So
Uncle So from 310 Woodlands. He was last time at now he's at Orchard Central.
Ooh.
Orchard Central, okay. He's one of the pioneers, and the other one is Wak Ramat from Jalan Kledek. He also one of the pioneers. Ooh. Right. So he's the one that also that make me feel like it's possible to do leather crafting as a career in Singapore, this Wak Ramat, all right. So He specialized in doing leather jackets, leather Harley jackets.
Wow. Right,
so all the Harley riders in Singapore buy from him.
He made the jacket.
Yeah, he's still
jacket.
Doing it still now.
Wow.
He was a machine. But he's one of the pioneers, right? There's two pioneers, Uncle Ramat and Uncle So. Right.
Nice.
Again, for leather crafting, I think leather crafting in Singapore, in Southeast Asia, I would dare say that we are one of the best, lah.
Nice.
Right. We are one of the best. Right. Because there's this leather crafter in Singapore, Stone for Gold. All right.
Stone for Gold.
Stone for Gold. Okay. They are well known. Right. So they made this key fob cover for luxury cars.
Ooh.
Luxury cars, Lamborghini, Ferrari, everything you can think of, Rolls Royce. So they put Singapore on the map for leather crafting. Really. Man. If you see their page, all right. So I read up, I saw one of your posts, someone from the Arab country, right, call him to go there and do for a lot of the cars over there.
Whoa. That's a prince,
yeah.
I give you
the rich Arab guys.
I give you one car, you make all my key fobs.
Yeah, something like that.
Crazy, yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Stone for Gold also.
Stone for Gold.
They really put Singapore in the map. And a lot of other leather crafters are starting to do that key fob thing as well.
Right. Nice.
So that key fob thing is like have to mold the thing to have the shape.
Follow the shape of the
car key. If you see his Instagram, yeah. They're one of the best Singapore.
So Stone for Gold,
Stone for Gold.
Is it for F-O-R or?
F-O-R.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Gold. It's golden.
You need to check it out.
He, during my time, he started first then. 2 years or 1 year later, then I started back then, Yeah.
I see.
So like, you can see like you have been influenced by them, and then also
something. Like, yeah.
Mr. So,
Uncle.
Oh, Uncle So.
Respect.
Uncle So and Uncle Ramat.
Yeah.
So for me, like we have to give flowers to people that come before us, to give them props, while they're still here, you know.
That's true.
All right. Yeah. And for the people that come after us, also we'll give a helping hand, also, Right, so there are a lot of up and coming leather crafters that I see, right? They follow me, and some of them they will message me or DM me where to find all this. Okay, right now I don't care, I just give information, you know. You cannot be stingy, you know.
Yeah, right? Knowledge is power.
Yeah, knowledge is power, right? Because like for me, all these other leather crafters, right, more power to them if they succeed, you know. Yeah, so because it helps bring up the name, the whole scene in Singapore as well.
That's true.
Right? Yeah.
You know, there's one guest that we had is Youth in Balaclava. I have an idea where you can actually make products that you can do for like the utility jacket or belt.
And actually,
it's quite cool. Yeah? If you have a utility belt made of leather, and you can use all the carabiner clips and all that.
I understand.
It's fashion also. Yeah.
Ami will buy that. For sure. SF will buy that. Nice. Actually, I still have that one last question. Can we talk about this hammer?
Yeah.
It's like your first tool. Yeah. So, do you go like Mount Faber and then like maybe
find this wood or something?
This is your wife.
Okay, what's the history behind it, man? Yeah.
Okay, so this mallet, right? So, Sami's mom, she went to Malaysia, then she bought this mallet for us, actually.
Malaysia?
For Malaysia, yeah. So, we've been using this for the past 2011, 2019, if I'm not wrong, when it finally cracked open.
All the frost giants.
You say you bought it from Malaysia, so has been blessed by the BOMO.
What the hell?
Plus 10, crafting magic.
No.
Sprinkle some BOMO dust.
So right now we have a Stormbreaker, right? My friend just made for me a Stormbreaker, but it's too big for me to
bigger?
Bring here. It's very big. It's very big, actually. But it's more of like a display, not for me to really use it, you know? So this one has been for me. This one will be probably in the museum one day. For our museum.
It's for the museum, right?
You go to auction house, your octaves are off for like me, 1 million.
1 million. Oh my god. Later, that one, the diet people will find you. But have you
been smacked?
A lot.
Have you ever, because you got your shifus and all that, have you ever actually tried to find or expand your knowledge to other overseas places? Collaboration with other leather crafters?
Yeah, outside Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably hard, man. You have to meet all, you know. But yeah, I do. Yeah, during the beginning, right, Instagram. Instagram of the best platform for us, you know, social media, right? So there's a lot of US leather crafter that I made friends with in the beginning, right? Yeah, they see, we will ask each other like how to do this, right?
Wow.
So actually there's one leather crafter from US that he came down Singapore about 2014 and met up with him. Right, yeah. Just friends, you know. But we do share like, okay, how to do this, you know, what tools is the best to use to do this kind of product, you know. Yeah.
Can he wield the hammer?
I don't think he's well.
Yeah. Just kidding. But you still contact with him or?
Yeah, Instagram, yeah, we still, yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, like, if let's say he expand maybe his knowledge over US, then
yeah,
consider it. US is already one thing.
No, I got an idea, you know. Cause you know, got the those people who do blacksmith, then they create a competition. Why not we have a leather crafting competition? Your leather is not leathery.
What's the history channel one? That one.
Yeah. Your side does not kill.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you should have a local. Yeah,
Singapore represent, US represent. Yeah, yeah. Then the judge, you know who? Uncle Leather. Uncle Leather is back.
Random.
No special.
Special guest.
You know, the panel. Then they like the smoke come out.
Yeah. You know, always got a special guest. They need to wear something nice.
Yeah.
For other people, all wear tuxedo. Uncle Leather. Leather tuxedo.
Busy sia.
The tie, leather tie.
The guy's got a sweat before he reached.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
How about sia?
Yeah, man, yeah. Okay. So, okay guys, we've learned so much about leather crafting. I mean, honestly, it's been like, it's something where I think most of us don't even know much about leather. The only leather we know is like the leather jackets.
Leather jackets.
Shoes. But this like literally like leather handmade crafting.
Like everyday items. So,
yeah.
Everyday items. And of course we have to give a big like shout out to for coming to our podcast.
Yes.
You guys. Yeah,
sharing your experience and the knowledge about leather crafting.
Yeah.
We really learn a lot.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you for having me, for sharing my experience. I appreciate it a lot, guys.
Yes, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for coming.
I hope that we can do a workshop together.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hopefully.
We can invite all the viewers also. Okay. Our listeners.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, speaking of workshop, do you have like a specific date?
Anytime, man.
Anytime.
Anytime, okay. Just
so it's just like going to your.
Yes,
you do have like.
Because I work 24/7.
Oh,
damn.
7 days a week, right?
Wow.
So just let me know. We'll make time.
4 a.m. Before Subo.
Yeah, because usually I work at night, you know. I'm not a morning person actually.
Oh, nocturnal.
Yeah, I'm nocturnal. I've been working night for the past. Because it's like peaceful.
Yes.
I like the loneliness, like, you know, in a way. Yeah. Chill.
The peace and quiet.
Peace and tranquility. Yep. Yeah.
So, I think Singapore is getting more nocturnal to be honest.
Yeah. Definitely. Not only like them, like almost all most of
everyone
working Singaporeans here.
Yeah, man, exactly.
So well, that being said, yes, this is the end of the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
So please give us a follow at Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Passion Food Podcast.
Yes.
And also don't forget to follow Reservoir Dayak
at Instagram, Reservoir_ Dayak.
Mm-hmm.
At TikTok, izat.reservoirdayak.
Alright, we'll leave everything like that.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Down here, up there, left, right. Yeah.
Everywhere, bro.
Man, so like, share, and comment on our Instagram post for this episode on what would you like Reservoir Dayak to create? You want leather symbols?
You want leather house?
You want leather mics?
Miniature house.
You want leather person? Case, I don't know.
Person. Leather underwear.
You want another Uncle Leather?
Made of leather. Yeah. So tag us when you share so that we can repost it on our IG story as well.
That's right. And we have new episodes that are released every
Friday.
So keep a lookout for them.
Hey guys, Friday, so I can listen to the Passion Food Podcast. That's Jake.
Best podcast in all the Uncle Leather, Shifu, Uncle So, Uncle Ramad. Bless you guys, man.
And shout out to Audio Technica for the mics and headphones.
That's right. And also shout out to AOR.
That's right.
Yes.
For the studio.
Thanks, guys.
And with that being said, we are the Passion Food Podcast
SG.
Signing out.
Bye-bye.
See you.